Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
All right, Purple Ninjas, it is time for our next plan. We must stop the world once and for all from brushing their teeth.
Oh, that sounds great, boss, but, you know, we've tried so many times of trying to stop people from brushing their teeth. We've tried stealing their toothbrushes or toothpaste, and nothing has ever worked.
What are you talking about? I don't want to talk about our failures. I want to talk about the future. And the future is we must focus on the source of it all, and we're going to need a lot of help. So, Purple Ninjas, this is what I need from you. I need you to find me the best digger in the whole world, the best animal digger that you can find, and figure out a way to talk to him and get all of his friends to dig for us.
What does digging have to do with brushing teeth? That sounds complicated and not connected at all, Dr. Stinky Breath.
What are you... Purple Ninjas, don't ask any questions. Just do what I say. Go, find a way to communicate with them. And this is going to be the way that we make the world stinky again.
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath is up to it again. He's always trying to get us to stop brushing our teeth and make the world a stinky place. Ugh, that would be terrible. What if we actually all just stopped brushing our teeth forever? Oh, that would be some very stinky houses all over the world. Well, Ava and Jaden were at school, unaware of what Dr. Stinky Breath was up to. But I think they're about to find out pretty soon. Hey, Jaden, how's your day going? Said Ava. They were both walking to lunch through the hallways and bumped into each other. Hey, Ava. Oh, my day's going great, said Jaden. We had some math class this morning, which I love math. I can't believe how numbers always just make sense. I love that they follow the rules, and they never break them. That's totally my style, said Jaden. I know, math is pretty cool. But I had some art class, and I'm working on this sculpture. I'm trying to make a really cool teapot that has a way to talk to my phone.
What?
Yeah, I think I can actually do it, said Ava. That would be so cool if you had a teapot that could make your drink for you and it could talk to your phone. That is a pretty good idea that Ava has. Well, Ava and Jaden were sitting outside for lunch with all their classmates, and there's a lot of commotion going around. Ava, do you know what's going on over there? All those kids are looking over the fence like they're all looking at something. Let's go check it out, said Jaden. Ava and Jaden ran over to where all the kids were. They were all peering over the fence, all looking at something.
Guys, what's going on?
Said Ava, asking one of their friends. I don't know what's going on, but there's a whole bunch of animals over there. Do you see them in the field way down there? Aiden and Jaden squinted their eyes because it was really far away and...
Oh, yeah, that is a lot. What are those things? Said Jaden.
I don't know. Let's take a picture. And maybe we can ask Mr. Jim, said Ava. Jaden took out a camera and took a picture of all those animals. There were a ton of them, dozens of them, all walking in the same direction. Huh, that's weird. Well, let's call it in. Ava and Jane ran back to their table to finish their lunch, called it into Mr. Jim to see what was going on. Hey, Mr. Jim.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, I'm going to send you a picture, and can you tell us what kind of animals these are? Because something weird is going on. There's like dozens of them, and they're all walking in the same direction.
Oh, those are badgers, said Mr. Jim as he just received the picture.
Yes, those are all badgers.
Come to think of it, I did hear a report about a local badger rescue facility that reported that all their badgers were missing. That is pretty weird. All right, guys. Well, after school, why don't you come on over and we'll see if we can do something about those badgers, because that's a really good rescue facility and they need their badgers back because they weren't ready to be released yet. All right, everybody, finish up your lunch. It's time to get back to class, shouted one of the teachers. And please note that for some reason, the water fountains in school have stopped working, so you're going to need to bring your water bottles to class. Wait, why did the water fountains stop working? That's weird, thought Ava to herself. Oh well, Ava and Jane ran back to class, clutching their water bottles.
All right, boss, we did it. We figured out a way to talk to all the badgers.
The badgers? What is a badger?
Oh, the badgers are the best diggers in the whole wide world. They're a pretty cool creature, and they're going to be able to help us out exactly with what you want.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm glad you made this whistle. What is a whistle?
Oh, you know, the whistle, like, it makes a really high-pitched sound. Well, you see, there's a special frequency of the whistle that is able to talk to the badgers and no one else can hear them. Ha! It's a great plan. But we still don't understand, why do you need them to dig? Can you explain it to us?
Oh, Purple Ninjas, you always need to know too much. Well, you see, I've always wanted to figure out a way to stop the flow of water. Because water is the secret ingredient. Well, it's very important to brushing your teeth, correct?
Oh, yeah. Without water flowing, then I wouldn't be able to... I mean, I never brush my teeth, Dr. Stinky Breath. But if I were to hypothetically speaking, then I would definitely need flowing water out of the faucet.
Yes. Well, you know those big water towers that are very tall?
Water towers? Yeah, I know what those are.
Yeah, you see, water towers, they hold the water very high, so it creates pressure that will push the water all the way to the house. So, if we can teach these badgers to dig underneath the water towers, then there won't be any more water that flows to the houses. And then our plan will work.
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas have figured out a way to stop water flowing to our houses. That would not be good, because we could no longer drink or brush our teeth. Uh-oh. And they're doing it with badgers? How in the world is the biology squad gonna save the day? I don't know. But Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden, oh boy, they got a lot of work ahead if they're going to try and stop the badgers from digging, because I know that diggers are the fastest digging animal in the whole world. Oh no, well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens next on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Levi, who's turning 6 years old. Levi is a kind, creative, and hilarious six-year-old who loves drawing, reading, playing soccer, baseball, building stuff, and listening to Mr. Jim with his brother. Wow, Levi, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy sixth birthday, Levi.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.